This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The body of a Colorado woman has been found in the rubble of the Florida condo that collapsed last month. 40-year-old Cassie Stratton has been missing since part of the building fell. Miami-Dade police identified her over the weekend as crews searched for others. The New York Times reports she was on the phone with her husband moments before the collapse. The death toll is now over 90 people. The best sluggers in baseball are competing in tonight's home run derby at Coors Field. CPR's Vic Vella has more.
Well, if you dig the long ball, you'll definitely want to catch tonight's derby before it's gone. And the player to watch will be Japanese sensation Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, the league leader in home runs this season, who's also pitching in Tuesday's All-Star game. And get this. Coors Field usually stores baseballs in a humidor, which makes the ball a little heavier with water so they're not hit as hard. But there will be no humidor for this mile-high derby, so you can expect baseballs to fly into the stratosphere. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
State education officials want input on how to spend $132 million in federal stimulus money. Students say they want more tutoring and more counselors for college and career help. High schooler Livy Christensen has another idea.
I think we can invest in trainings for teachers and learning how to appropriately respond to international traumas. It's very real for teachers and students.
Students say the most effective teachers were the most empathetic ones. This is CPR News.